This is the fifth episode on operations management. Today, we'll be continuing to discuss different operations management strategies. In the last episode, we discussed some amazing developments in technology that have had an enormous impact on the efficiency and effectiveness of operations. In this episode, we'll look at improvements in the way businesses manage the use, storage, and delivery of materials through their operations. So, just remembering, we're looking at how businesses can improve the effectiveness and efficiency of its operations. Materials managers impact the effectiveness of operations by ensuring that material inputs are available as needed for processing and that finished goods are available for delivery to customers. The easiest way to meet that objective is to hold a lot of inventory. The problem is that holding inventory is expensive. That brings us to the second aim of materials managers, which relates to efficiency. Materials managers impact the efficiency of an operation by reducing the cost of inventory. So that's the challenge of materials management, having enough inventory to meet the production schedule and customer orders, but holding no more inventory than is absolutely necessary, because holding inventory is expensive. The more inventory a business holds, the less efficient its operations will be. So I've just opened my pantry and taken out a jar of Raguletto Classic Tomato Bolognese. On today's episode, we're going to look at how this product was made. I can identify four key components of this product: the bolognese sauce, the glass jar, the metal lid, and the paper label. Each of these components will be produced by different businesses. We're in the Inwoods Goods area of a metal decoration business in Melbourne's western suburbs. There's a massive B-double truck loaded with two enormous metal coils that's reversing into the unloading dock. Looking around this warehouse, there are about 20 to 25 metal coils. The cost of metal is quite high and metal rusts, so I can imagine that this business doesn't want to hold on to any more metal than's absolutely necessary. Also in this warehouse are a number of pallets of metal sheet. The first process of this business is to cut the metal coils into different sized sheets. Those sheets are then stacked onto wooden pallets and placed back into inventory in a section of the warehouse. The second process is a decoration process. This is where a lacquer is applied to one side of each metal sheet. Raguletto pasta sauce contains tomato, and tomato is quite acidic. If no coating was applied to the underside of the lid, the metal would rust. After the internal lacquer has been applied, the pallet returns to inventory. The final process at this facility is applying the decoration to the outside of the lid. Next time you're at the supermarket, have a look at the jars of pasta sauce. This Raguletto jar has a lid with a base gold colour and red writing. The decoration was applied when the lid was in sheet metal form. After the external side of the sheet has been printed, the pallet is returned to inventory for the final time before leaving the warehouse for delivery to the customer. That customer is the next business in the supply chain, which for this pallet of decorated metal will be a closure business. The sheet of decorated metal becomes the major material input to the process of forming the jar lid. The output of that process is a fully formed and decorated jar lid. The jar lid will then be sent to the next business in the supply chain, where it will meet up with glass jars and the pasta sauce. The finished sauce is placed into the jar. The jar is sealed with our finished lid, and the jars are boxed and sent to supermarkets to be purchased by consumers. So I think that gives us a really good background for discussing materials management. The first term to get our heads around is inventory. Inventory is the goods and materials held as stock by a business. In this case, when the metal coils were received and placed in the warehouse, the label that was printed was the record of that item being placed into inventory. When the coil is being cut, a transaction is recorded of the coil being added to a production order. The coil is now considered work in process. The coil is no longer visible as inventory. When the cutting is finished, a new item number is assigned to the pallet of sheet metal and another label is printed. This identifies the material as inventory once again. The process of physically moving material within a business and of recording that movement of material from inventory to work in process and then back to inventory again is called material handling. Storage of materials as inventory is a key aspect of materials management. When goods are put away into a storage location, the location number will be recorded on the computer system. Anytime the item is moved, this move must be recorded. Improvements in material handling processes can lead to overall improvements in operational efficiency. The other term I mentioned was supply chain. The supply chain refers to the entire sequence of activity from raw material processing through each major process to finally sale to a consumer. The total sequence involves several businesses that each perform part of the process. The total supply chain would include all aspects of production of the jar of pasta sauce, including making the glass jar and making of the pasta sauce. Total supply chain management optimizes relationships throughout the chain of suppliers and customers. Good communication throughout enables better forecasting, which results in lower inventory throughout the chain. The final customer is called the consumer. The consumer is the end customer. They use the product. The product cannot be traced past this point. Forecasting is a prediction of future orders. It is often based on history and facilitated by good communication with customers. Forecasting is possible in goods and service businesses where products remain similar in each time period. In our example, a forecast of orders would most likely be provided by agreement between the supermarket and the pasta sauce maker. This would then filter back through each of the supplying businesses to drive their operations. Production in a manufacturing business is based on a production plan. The production plan focuses on short-term production ranging from weeks to perhaps a month. Many production businesses use a Kanban system. This is a visual representation of the production plan. Kanban boards are a great way to communicate the production schedule and ensure that everyone knows what needs to be produced. If you'd like to see what a Kanban board looks like, Google magnetic production planning boards. Some businesses produce goods only when they've been ordered by a customer. These businesses typically carry less inventory and certainly carry less risk. Other businesses produce stock based on either a forecast of orders, which, as we know, is just a prediction, or based on batching of orders. Batch processing is when a product is produced in a greater quantity or a different quantity than what the customer ordered. So, why do businesses batch production? Think about the efficiencies delivered by mass production. The whole philosophy behind mass production is that you can lower the cost of making products when you make more of them. This leads to production efficiency. Generally, the larger the batch size, the greater production efficiency can be achieved, but the more inventory the business will hold. So on the one hand, you're getting these great production efficiencies, but on the other hand, the business is having to absorb a higher value of inventory. That cost of inventory makes the business's operations less efficient and will reduce the business's profits. Long-term production planning is via the master production schedule. The master production schedule may include longer-term forecasting of customer requirements than the standard forecast. The key purpose of the master production schedule is planning to meet customer orders where there is limited production capacity. For instance, let's say we run an ice cream making business. Demand for ice cream will likely be higher in summertime. If production capacity is not fully able to meet this increased demand, the business may choose to produce additional quantities of ice cream when demand is low and put the excess ice cream into inventory. This will increase the cost of inventory and make the business's operations less efficient. But it may mean that the business is able to meet all customer orders and might be better in the long run than losing orders because of an inability to meet the period of high demand. The master production schedule must aim to produce enough goods to meet customer demand, but not so much that excess goods will be stuck in inventory. Supplier forecasts must be based on the master production schedule and not on customer orders. So just remembering that when we're planning material inputs, we've got to plan to have enough material inputs to meet our process requirements. So the master production schedule is about planning production in our facility. All right, now we're moving on to material requirements planning. Material requirements planning, or MRP, is the process of ensuring that we'll have enough material inputs to meet processing needs. MRP can be really complex and it's often managed by a specialist computer system. When a forecast or customer orders is entered into the MRP system, production orders are created. These production orders identify the item to be made, the quantity required, and the raw materials needed. The MRP system will create supplier forecasts for their production planning. Often, customers and suppliers link their MRP systems so that when multiple businesses work together to produce a finished good, there is clear visibility throughout the supply chain. That's a lot of information to process, so let's just check in with our example. First, there are multiple businesses in the supply chain. Each of these businesses is a supplier to the next business and a customer of the previous business. Forecasts generally come from the businesses closest to the consumer. If none of the businesses in the supply chain did any batching of production, then the forecast provided by Raguletto would flow directly to the steel mill. This would result in very low inventory throughout the supply chain. But production efficiency would be low, which would push up the cost of production. The MRP system takes account of production schedules, which allow for the batching of production. Sometimes the master production schedule will override this. The master production schedule brings forward production in order to balance production and ensure sufficient production capacity to meet customer needs. So that brings us to just-in-time production. Just-in-time means holding just enough materials to meet production requirements. Just-in-time production started in car manufacturing. Some car manufacturing businesses have material inputs arrive at their manufacturing facility within hours of the material being used in production. Just-in-time dramatically reduces inventory throughout the supply chain. However, if forecasting is not accurate or if there are any delays receiving materials, production throughout the supply chain may stop. Stopping production lines is enormously expensive to the business. Okay, so the final material management term we'll discuss is distribution. Management of the supply chain often involves managing the movement of materials via road, rail, air, or sea. This is called distribution. For companies with large distribution chains or who distribute heavy or dangerous goods, this period where goods are in transit carries a huge risk of injury to the general public. This is especially true of goods that are shipped by road. Companies are responsible for ensuring the safety of the general public. Some businesses choose to pass this responsibility on to a specialist logistics company who operate as a third-party contractor. So let's review some of those terms. Materials management is the way businesses manage the use, storage, and delivery of materials through their operations. Inventory is the goods and materials held as stock by a business. Material handling is the physical movement of inventory through a business. Work in process inventory is inventory that's been issued to a production order. So it's considered that that inventory is currently being used in production, so it's no longer visible or available as inventory. Material handling is the physical movement of inventory through a business. The consumer is the personal process that uses the final product. Forecasting is a prediction of future orders. Kanban boards are a visual representation of the production plan. Material requirements planning is the computer software that performs the complex process of managing customer forecasts and orders, creates production schedules, records inventory levels, and create supplier forecasts and orders to ensure that a business has the material inputs that are needed for processing. The master production schedule may include longer-term forecasting of customer requirements than the standard forecast. The key purpose of the master production schedule is planning to meet customer orders where there is limited production capacity. Just-in-time production means holding just enough materials to meet production requirements. This dramatically reduces inventory throughout the supply chain. However, if forecasting is not accurate or if there are delays receiving materials, production throughout the supply chain may stop. Lastly, management of the supply chain often involves managing the movement of materials via road, rail, air, or sea. This is called distribution. That is quite a big topic. If you're thinking that materials management is a bit of a juggling act, that's exactly what it is. The value of materials can represent significant cost to any business, so managing the value of that investment is crucial to maintaining an effective and efficient operation. That marks the end of this episode. We've now discussed the first two strategies that operations managers use to impact the efficiency and effectiveness of a business. The first of those was technological developments, and the second was materials management. In the next episode, we'll be discussing the third strategy of operations, and that's the management of quality.